People from across the Miami Valley continue to clean up from the Memorial Day tornadoes. Among the strongest of the outbreak's 15 twisters was an EF4 tornado that carved a path of destruction across Montgomery County, north of downtown Dayton. Harrison Township was hard hit, with close to 2,000 properties left damaged in the small community. Now, 6 months after the storm, signs of recovery are visible in the township, but for many Northridge residents, recovery remains a far-off dream. WISO's Jess Mador has more.
Sounds of construction fill the air in Northridge, but on this residential street off North Dixie Drive, it's as if the tornado hit yesterday. The windows of one two-story brick and siding house are gone. Debris is everywhere. The yard is littered with clothing, furniture, golf clubs, children's bikes. Timothy Walker and his wife became first-time homeowners when they bought this house in 2005.
As you can see, there's really not much left of it.
It's the only home their two children have ever known, he says. Now it holds terrifying memories.
My wife and both the kids were inside on Memorial Day when the tornado hit. I worked third shift and I was at work.
Tim calls his wife, Beth Wentz, a hero for keeping herself, their kids, and dogs alive that night. Beth recalls how they ran for the basement when she realized a funnel cloud was headed their way.
The Northridge sirens went off, and I literally had like 1 minute, and I got them on the stairwell. I started grabbing blankets, and I put the dogs behind me, and I sat down, and it was on top of us that quick.
They never made it all the way to the basement. They huddled together on the stairs as the tornado made contact. Beth points through an open exterior wall of the house to what's left of their stairwell hiding spot.
We were literally sitting right there. And then we started getting hit in the face with water and debris. I felt like the kids were being sucked out of my hands. We were getting like all the suctioning because the house was literally off the foundation.
Her eyes wet with tears, she says she can't believe they made it out of the house.
We're so lucky to be alive. And that's what you have to be thankful for.
Beth and her husband are among the thousands of people across the Miami Valley who survived the disaster. The outbreak killed one person and injured dozens of others. Thousands of people whose homes and apartments were hit remain displaced.
15% of the properties in Harrison Township suffered some type of damage.
Montgomery County Auditor Carl Keith says inspectors have spent the last 6 months assessing property damage in the tornado zone. Keith pegs the county's lost property value at more than $46 million.
It's going to have an impact on their school districts. Yeah, it's going to have an impact for some time.
Officials from Montgomery and other counties are working with the Federal Emergency Management Agency to receive public assistance. The disaster aid would partially reimburse costs, including for debris cleanup, public building and infrastructure repair, and demolishing abandoned buildings. Harrison Township Development Director Kathy Spoggy says she's hoping to see that FEMA public assistance flow over the next 6 to 9 months. The township has roughly 4 dozen abandoned properties. Spoggy says her staff is working to find residents who are still displaced.
Folks, most of the time uninsured and lost everything and just have essentially walked away.
At least 81 businesses were also affected. Spoggy says other township businesses are only seeing a financial hit now.
Since we've lost people, that means our customer base has been affected.
Back at Timothy Walker and Beth Wentz's place, a red heart is spray painted on the side of the house. Next to it, in big red and blue block letters, reads, "Thank you," and the hashtag Northridge Strong. After the tornado, Beth says a friend helped them move into a mobile home in Clark County.
New schools and new furniture, new beds, new toys, new clothes, just everything. Like, nothing is the same.
It's especially tough losing family photos, Christmas decorations, she says, and stuff that belonged to her dad, who recently passed away. Beth visits the Northridge home as often as she can. She finds what she calls a weird piece here. Her 12-year-old son loves looking for belongings in the wreckage. They call it salvaging.
And it makes him feel good to bring something of his home. Like, he'll walk through the yard and there might be a toy that had gotten flung in the yard. He's like, "Look what I found, Mom."
Beth says she and the kids still suffer a lot of trauma and anxiety. She says she can't wait to settle down again.
I want to see my kids smile, and I want to see them play in the grass and ride their bikes and just know that everything is going to be okay.
Beth and her husband Tim are looking at houses. They hope to find one soon, make new memories with the kids, and get back to doing everyday things. For WYSO, I'm Jess Mador.